Welcome to the Fully Express Podcast.
We're your hosts, Karenna and Samantha.
This show is your permission slip to stop holding back. Here, we talk about what it really means to live unapologetically you in your relationships, your business, and your everyday life.
We believe the most magnetic version of you is rooted in self-expression, honesty, vulnerability, and showing up fully as you are. When you own that, you naturally attract the people, the opportunities, and the life that is meant for you.
Hey guys, so excited to have you back for another episode. This one's a special one. It's just Karenna and I talking about perspectives, beliefs, and accepting other people's differences.
Oof, you guys, this conversation has been on our hearts for what it feels like for most of this last year, but for such a long time. And what is so special about this episode is that we're really going to dive into what does it really look like to accept other people's expression, their authenticity, and their beliefs, and how it can be challenging, but also an invitation for your growth. So that being said, we'd love for you to listen into this episode. How are you?
Hi.
What are we doing?
I'm doing good. Actually, how are you doing?
I'm good. We're in Arizona right now, for anyone that's listening. We are recording podcast episodes all day before Powerhouse Women tomorrow.
Yeah, it's been great so far. And we wanted to talk today about a theme that's been coming up a lot for us, which is speaking your truth, authenticity. What does that look like? How can you stand in your personal power and hold less judgment towards people from being in your truth?
Yeah, I think something that Sam and I have been like, we went to this dance party on Sunday. We went to Daybreakers. And on the way there, we were just having so much conversation around authenticity and what it looks like to step into the kind of women that you want to become, but also leaning into your beliefs while also accepting other people's beliefs. I think so often it's so easy to get caught up in like, well, I'm learning this thing, so mm-hmm. I am the right way to be learning this thing. And it's easy when you're in that early stages to be like, I'm right, I'm wrong, and whatever. And so we've been having a lot of lessons in our life about what does it look like for us to still honor our truth while also being open to other people's opinions and beliefs. And I think I've always done this very, very well. But I do remember when I first started, especially coaching or like learning and things like that, I was like, no, it can only be this way.
Yeah.
This is the right way. And even if my energy didn't come off that way internally, that's how I felt. And it was like such a closed off mindset, and something that we have like really, really started to like anchor in now is like the more authentic that we can be and the more that we can embrace our own expression without trying to take from someone or trying to prove to someone, mm-hmm. the more welcoming it is for us to welcome other people's expressions and their way of being and their beliefs and their values. And because when we do that for ourselves, you end up loving yourself so fully. Like, it's like, well, I get to love that person fully too.
Yeah. I mean, I can say I was 100% a know-it-all when I was in my 20s. And I think some of that came from a place of fear of not wanting to look maybe beyond my belief systems. Some of it was programming. And growing up in a, you know, I have two lawyer parents. So there's a lot of like, this is right, this is wrong. And I think that created a structure in my mind of, well, if I believe this to be true, then that's the only truth. And it wasn't until I started asking deeper questions, more questions, and really listening to other people. I think also I didn't feel heard as a kid. So in my 20s, I was like navigating this energy of, listen to me, I have something to say and I'm right. And I think the more I started realizing maybe I should be listening more and not being such a know-it-all, I started to really hear other perspectives. I also would say, I think you could attest to this, is like traveling, going to other countries, going to other places, really seeing other ways of being just was like the door that shifted, that really opened my mind to coming home and realizing, oh, I don't know it all. Mm-hmm. In fact, I probably know nothing in a lot of ways.
Absolutely. And I think too, I think, yes, absolutely. And I can relate to that. I think, but for me specifically, I was just so damn curious.
Yeah.
Like I think anytime I meet someone from a different culture or a different belief system or background, I'm just like so curious. We just had someone on the podcast who was like, maybe I'm just so damn nosy. I was like, no, I don't think I'm nosy, but I'm just like, tell me more. Like, I want to know why you work, why you believe these things. And in our world today, like it's so easy to fight between like, I choose this side versus that side. And I wish there was just like so much more conversation about like, well, maybe I don't understand, or like, maybe I don't get it. I don't have the same beliefs as you do, but like, walk me through.
Yeah.
Like, what made you get to that point?
I think both you and I are the type of person to be asking all the questions in a conversation with someone, because I'm the same way. We just want to know more about people and who they are. And, mm-hmm. and that's probably why we have a podcast. But
absolutely,
I think that being curious is the answer for sure, mm-hmm. in terms of inviting people into seeing other perspectives and inviting yourself into seeing other perspectives.
Absolutely. And I think one thing that has grounded me in opening it up to other people's perspectives or other values, beliefs, I'm going to say cultures, like, we're all so different. There's so many different things like that people run into. And I'm like, at the fundamental thing, what really matters is like, are you a good person?
Yes.
Like, agreed. Are you a good person? Like, there's certain conversations that I've been having and I'm just like, I might not believe the same thing as you, but you treat me with love, respect, mm. you're curious, you show up for me, you want to love me, you listen. Like, why would I ever write you off because you have a different belief system?
Yeah.
It just doesn't feel like love. It doesn't feel like the ultimate truth. And I think we're all ultimately trying to get to this place of being our best selves. And if you're mm-hmm. listening to this podcast, you're trying to become your best self.
Yeah.
You're trying to find your way in this world. And so that's great, like whatever path you end up choosing. But ultimately, it's like, okay, well, how can I just be a good human?
Yeah.
How can I just be loving? How can I just like accept? And like the more that I accept other people, the more I accept myself.
Yeah. What's your process in terms of, let's say you come up against a belief that doesn't align with yours? Because I know like when we take ourselves out, obviously we could have the higher perspective and we could say, I accept you and love you for who you are. But what is the process that you go through to like get to that place of like, well, we have different beliefs, and what did that look like to get there? Or were you always that way of just accepting that people are going to, yeah.
No. Yeah. I think for me, it's always been stuck between right and wrong. Try and look black and white. Like whenever I am challenged by someone else's belief systems and they are learning something, they're sharing something that I like don't necessarily agree with, it seems like to me, one, I probably have a lack of information. So like I'm undereducated, like I don't know enough to be able to actually have a solid opinion on that. And that's where I end up wavering. Or secondly, like once I can put that aside, I'm like, well, how is this person showing up for me? Are they the kind of person that I want to be around? Yeah. Like, does this person love me fully? Do they get curious about my process? Do they only talk about their beliefs? Like, I also don't know. I will love and accept people, but I also don't feel super comfortable to be like, okay, well, I want to hang out with you all the time, but I don't think I'm going to be in the room with someone that's like only talking about one thing all the time. And that's the only thing that they stand for. It's like, okay, how can we have multiple, like, a multidimensional conversation around like what you do and what I do. And like, that seems better.
Yeah.
But in order to like bring it back to what you're asking for, it's kind of just working through like my own internal stuff that comes up around like, should I be thinking that way?
Yeah.
Should I not be thinking that way? Am I missing something? Am I undereducated? Like that, I think that's one of the big ones for me is like the lack of education and the lack of information that tends to create more chaos whenever I'm triggered by someone's authentic expression or belief systems or values that I may not know or cultures that I do not understand.
Yeah.
I bring this back to, and I wouldn't have gotten to that place because like, for example, I've coached so many women that are in different cultures and in their cultures, women are submissive. Women are the quiet ones. Mm-hmm. And, you know, like sometimes in conversations, like you can have the conversations with them where they're like, well, I just do whatever my husband says. I could get like, what do you mean?
Yeah.
You don't talk back. You don't ask your curiosity. Like he doesn't help you out things around the house. What are you doing? And I could do that, or I can just get curious as to like, okay, so tell me more about why you believe those things.
I love that. Yeah. And I think, you know, we're in such a divisive time right now where it is so easy to just have polarizing beliefs and this is the truth or this is the truth. And I think that it's so beautiful that you're able to take that question and instead of just being like, you're wrong, ask them, be inquisitive and really like get to a place where even if you don't agree with them, you can see from their perspective.
Totally. And I think the goal here on this lifetime is for us to be our most fullest expressed self, and whatever journey we choose, we chose it.
Yeah.
And don't give a fuck about what anyone else says. And that's okay.
Yeah.
That also means like loving others for the choice and the path that they choose to.
Yeah.
Right? Like, I think ultimately, like, we're all here trying to figure out how to be ourselves, how to be authentic, how to be our fullest expressed self, how to make decisions that feel aligned with ourselves, and hoping that the people that are closest to us are not going to judge them. Like, mm-hmm. I get that.
Yeah.
And so, but the path that I have found that is easier for me to own that for myself is when I'm not doing that to other people, because yeah. you have this really great quote that you always talk about: the judgment that you push onto others is the judge that you have within yourself.
Yeah. It was, I think you attract what you judge until you no longer judge what you attracted.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And like, I hear that as like, okay, well, if I'm judging them,
yeah.
what am I judging within myself?
Yeah. What are you seeing in yourself? Exactly. Yeah. And I think it is so true. I mean, I feel this, I think particularly for me with like family members, and I have so much judgment. I'm not going to lie. I've had so much judgment around some of my family members. And then I had to ask myself, well, what am I seeing in myself? And a lot of times it's things like maybe there's a part of me in that. And I'm like, ooh, I don't like that part of me. Mm-hmm. I don't want to see that. You know, I don't want to become that, or I don't want to embody that. But I do think there's, if it's triggering you, there's something for you in it, for sure.
Absolutely. And I think there's also, to using like your family, like, I think when you choose a certain path, you also get to choose how much of that energy you have capacity for.
Yeah.
But I will say, like, the more that I have accepted the people as they are,
yeah,
and I get to love them and see them and celebrate them for the things that they find that are so important, mm-hmm. I'm so much more welcoming in my energy of, yeah, cool, I love that for you. I don't know yeah. what that means to you, and like, but I don't have to know.
Yeah.
And ultimately, like, even in my relationship with Nick, like, and the secret sauce that I have learned is like, him and I are going to be so different. Mm-hmm. And I want us to be different. I think at one point I thought that him and I needed to be exactly the same. Mm. And I think yeah. we can get into this place with the, like, friendships, family dynamics, brothers and sisters, your partners. It's like, it's so much safer if you know that this person knows exactly like you do.
Yeah.
Thinks exactly like you yeah. do. Has the same beliefs and values as you do. And ultimately I was like, I don't want that anymore. Mm-hmm. I was like, at the end of the day, I'm only doing that for my own safety and I'm only doing that for my own understanding, because it's so much safer to know exactly. Let's just use Nick as an example. I talk about him so much on this podcast, but like, it's so much safer for me to say, well, we are always going to walk this down these lanes together. Mm-hmm. And he's like, no, Krenna, like, my lane's yellow and yours is red and that is okay. You yeah. know, like, but what, I want it to look like yellow. What do you mean? Like, yeah. is yours as big as mine or is it as small as mine? Like, is it different? And it probably is different. Mm-hmm. I even think about this concept sometimes with like love. I always said, I was like, honey, I always ask him, I was like, how much do you love me?
Yeah.
And he's like, I love you so much. I was like, but what does that mean?
Yeah. How much?
Like, how much? Like, give me like actual, like, I'm like, this much? Yeah. Like, you know, I'm like telling him, like to the stars, like forever. What do you mean? And then like below that, like my like higher consciousness knows that at the end of the day, I will never know the depths of Nick's love, mm-hmm. but I get to trust the level of Nick's love. But when we're in this place of wanting everything to be the same, like, it'd be so much easier for me to know that Nick loves me the same amount that I love him every single day, just so that I can feel safer in the fact that I'm receiving exactly what I'm putting out.
Yeah.
And if we take that example into like a much bigger example with like beliefs and so, or like the path that you're choosing or your authentic expression or feeling called in this way, like the better that we can get with, it doesn't even matter. It truly yeah. doesn't matter when you get to this place internally, like, wait, it doesn't matter if they're different than me. Mm-hmm. It doesn't matter if they think a little bit different, but how can I show up and love this person and meet them where they're at and say, I get it, even though I don't understand.
Yeah. Something I think that's amazing too is when you start to ask these questions within yourself, or like especially when you're triggered or when you're seeing something, it also gives me such a, one, gratitude towards the other person for like challenging me. And also it's given me a deeper appreciation for myself. It's shown me where I've grown, where I need to grow. I have certain friends in my life who communicate very differently than I do, and they have been the biggest growth challengers for me in terms of understanding like, oh, this isn't personal, or that's just how they communicate, or that's just how they show up, like to your point. And I could control that or want to control it or only surround myself with people
that are just like that.
Yeah, like just like me. There's only one me though. No, I'm just kidding. No, but to show up a specific way that makes me feel comfortable. But now as I've gotten to be around other people that think differently or travel and see other cultures, I like that challenge. I like feeling uncomfortable when someone brings something to the table where I'm like, ooh, that's spicy. That's different than how I feel. Like, let me dissect that. Let me analyze that and ask myself, why is this triggering me? Why is this bringing up some discomfort? Like, what have I not worked through, or what is this? And sometimes it's bringing up childhood trauma, or it's bringing up,
it's a lack of information.
Yeah. Or not understanding. And that's something I do love about you, is you're so good at asking the deeper questions and asking like, well, tell me more about that. And how does that feel? Mm-hmm. And, it has encouraged me to do the same. Mm-hmm. And you bring, I love our conversation so much because you always bring a different perspective. Like, mm-hmm. I feel like we're so similar in ways and we're so different, and mm-hmm. kind of like you and Nick, like it's so beautiful. I welcome those type of dynamics. I want more people that are different than me. Mm-hmm. I want to open my mind to different ways of thinking and ways of being. And that's something we've also cultivated in our community, is just having so many different women with different perspectives. And the old me would have taken so many little remarks personally, or, felt uncomfortable about certain things. And now I'm just like, oh, how interesting. Tell me more. Like, what else are you thinking? Or what else is your perspective? And being like, cool. That's awesome. I love that you think that way.
Mm-hmm. There's two things I want to pull the string on. One, something that you said is like also like assumptions. Cause I think a lot of the times, like when we are that little spicy, edgy thing, someone said thing that I didn't like, and I was like, wait, that didn't land well. I can't keep up. It probably is because I am flooded with assumptions about what they said.
Yeah.
Which I think is important to think about. And then the other thing that, we had a moment in the car on the way to Daybreaker where we were having this conversation and you were telling me about your experience. And I was like, Sam, when I hear you say that, that makes me feel very anxious. Do you remember that?
Yeah,
I was totally. Like, I don't like that. But I shared it from my view versus like, and I didn't realize this in the moment that this is what I was doing, but I did do this. I was like, I did this, and I'm now looking back at myself and I was like, oh, I was sharing it from my perspective because that was my perspective of mm-hmm. how you were sharing.
Mm-hmm.
I wasn't trying to share of the way that you view the world, because this is the whole, we're not going to go in that conversation.
Yeah.
But I thought it was so beautiful because I was like, oh, that makes me a little anxious the way that you think about that. And you're like, oh, like that isn't what it was. And you clarified.
Yeah.
And if we can do that more with the people that are in our lives or the people that we meet, and open up the door to get beyond the word that you heard, beyond the sentence that came out of their mouth, you will understand so much more. And even if you don't understand, it really doesn't matter, as long as they have a reason for them choosing that.
Yeah.
Because at the end of the day, you're choosing your path. And I think ultimately what we're also saying is like, you can love, absorb, meet other people where they're at while still choosing your own lane.
100%. And I think there's like a strength in that. And we need different perspectives. We need different people. We're not meant to all be the same. We're all experiencing mm-hmm. life through our own eyes. So of course, like, it wouldn't make sense. If we were all the same, we'd be robots. It'd be literally a very boring world.
Yeah. And I'm like, also, like, one of the things that we just got off this one episode with, I was like, we want people to be different. It's what makes us all unique. It's diversity. Like, I love diversity. I also love diversity in culture. I love diversity in religion. Mm-hmm. I love diversity in food. Like, come on. Mm-hmm. How many of us are eating Italian and Mexican and let's just say Asian throughout the week? And it's like, what if you ate American every freaking day?
Yeah.
It's like, to some people, I get it. Like, maybe they like American, American every single day. I understand. But how fun it is to like juice it up every once in a while. You're like, ooh, I want to try a different dish, right? Like, we get to do that too with our beliefs and our values and our cultures and the people that we surround ourselves with. Like, and maybe that's not for everyone, and I'm okay. I think that's okay. Like, I think a lot of us, again, if this is not for you, then you're choosing your own path. But
I'd still challenge people to consider it, because I think that it also is what creates better discernment, because you hear something opposite you, and instead of just being like, no, that's wrong, you actually ask the other person and listen to what their perspective is. I feel like it gives you a broader sense of life, of just like mm-hmm. recognizing that, okay, maybe I can stay really strong in my belief, but that's really wild. They believe something so different. How cool, how crazy, like that's okay. I would challenge people to ask deeper questions, because I think it's also what I think we've lost critical thinking in a lot of ways. And I think by being inquisitive and really observing other people and listening to them, that also contributes to being a critical thinker and thinking outside the box.
And by doing the critical thinking, that's where you get to like kind of figure out like, who am I in the messy middle? But I think this is what's so hard for so many people. It's like, especially our minds, right? Like we're having a human experience. We are going to have parts of us that are going to be so attached to something because it's so much easier to attach to that. It's a whole nother story when you are actually learning how to create this fluidity with your beliefs and your values and still anchoring in your truth and essentially just fluidity around things around you. So the biggest thing with critical thinking is that you get to like really start to discern for yourself and understand more, right? You're opening up the door. And for some people, like opening up that new door and not knowing what's on the other side is kind of scary. But again, you won't know if you don't have information, you can't really make decisions on how you want to live. So like, I think it's so cool, or how you want to respond to something. And so it's so cool when you are just kind of working through information and opening up your mind and integrating it and be like, okay, I integrated this information. Like, who do I want to become?
Yeah.
And I feel like I'm continuing to do that in my life. Like there's so many new data points or new pockets of information that are coming to me, and I'm not like trying them on, but I'm also like, okay, let's see how this feels.
Yeah.
Does this align with my soul? Does this align with the soul that God created me to have? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like that God gave me this earth, and he's like, you know, at the end of the day, like, this is what my lived experience is going to be. Like, does that something I want to keep with me? And
yeah,
we have those choices. I think sometimes when we hear people at their word, it's always easy to be like, well, if I accept them there, then I'm accepting it.
Mm-hmm.
If I let them be right in their thoughts, then I'm saying that's okay.
Yeah.
And you see this a lot in politics.
Yes.
You see this a lot in just men versus women. You mm-hmm. see this in anything that is the extremes of both sides. And so, but it doesn't have to be.
Yeah.
It's okay for them. Doesn't mean it has to be okay for you.
What I was going to say too is that the through line is there's a freedom in questioning your own belief systems. And I think that if you are one of those, and we've all been there, the type of person that's like, nope, that's the truth. That's all there is. You're wrong. I'm right. I think you're doing yourself a disservice from the opportunity to, and it doesn't even have to be something huge like religion or politics. It could be, I used to have a really strong belief system around money and how to make money and what money meant. And, you know, I grew up with parents who said, oh, well, money doesn't grow on trees. Like I had a lot of money beliefs to work through. And some of them were so deeply ingrained that it wasn't until I got around other people who didn't have those beliefs, who had very different money beliefs, that I was like, oh my gosh, that's a belief that I'm holding. That's not true. And look what this person is creating, or look what this person is creating. Or even in my creativity, my whole life wanted to have a creative business. Like I wanted to be a creative entrepreneur. And I had this story in my head, again, coming from two lawyer parents that were like, go to college, get a degree. Like that's the path they did. That's all I thought was possible. And that being a creative was just a hobby, and it would only ever be a hobby. And they would say things unknowingly from their own belief mm-hmm. systems that reinforce that. And I think when I started to put myself, like when I lived in LA and I was around other creatives and other entrepreneurs, or I went to the jewelry school and I saw people really successful doing what I wanted to do, I'm like, oh, again, that's such a deep-seated limiting belief. But if I didn't allow myself to put myself in environments around other people, or like ask deeper questions, or go to those places where I was being shown another way of being, I wouldn't have ever let go of that. I would have held on to that. And one more example, actually, that's really powerful is when I was like 25, I was living in LA. I was probably had spent the past 5 years trying to lose 50 pounds like these. And I told myself so many stories like, when I lose the weight, I'll be an actress, or when I lose the weight, I'll be loved, or I'll find my partner, or I'll be accepted. Like I told myself all these stories. And when I was on set one day with another PA, because it was when I first got into the industry, so I was just like a production assistant, and I was with this guy, and he's like, I'm sitting there talking about how hard it is to lose weight, and I go to spin 4 times a week and I do all these things. He's like, really? Like losing weight's easy. Like he just said it so matter of fact, like that was his belief. And I went home and I had just started like talking to Austin, and I said, this asshole over here was like, losing weight's easy. He has no idea. Da, 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 da. And Austin goes, what if that's just a belief you're holding? Like, maybe it is easy. And in that moment, something clicked for me. And I was like, oh my God, this is a story that I have told myself for so long that it is truth. Mm-hmm. And I think that that could be true on the smallest things and the biggest things. Mm-hmm. And so I've become, like you, this more inquisitive person, because I'm like, is that a belief I'm carrying that's limiting me, that's holding me back, or that's like stopping me from getting to know other people or seeing other mm-hmm. perspectives? And I think that's a really, that's the part where I'm like, I encourage people to ask deeper questions or to just like listen. Like, you don't, even if you in your mind, you're like, nope, you're wrong, I'm right. That's fine. But at least hear people out. And I think if we did more of that, more people, we wouldn't have so much divisiveness, because we would be like, okay, well, I don't agree with that, but that's okay. I don't have to agree with you. I can see where you're coming from. I can see your perspective, and I can respect and honor that.
Mm-hmm. Something that I'm hearing from you say, like, in that moment where you had this belief, like, you were kind of, like, angry. You're, like, with him.
Oh, yeah.
You were, like,
no. I was like, he's wrong.
Losing weight is not easy. Yeah. You're wrong. And you can feel in that energy that feels like you're wrong. Yep. So you're telling yourself, not only are you telling him that he's wrong, you're telling yourself that you're wrong.
Yeah.
And then there's all that shame and guilt and anger and frustration. And so I think something I always use as kind of like an anchor point is kind of being like, what's my energy behind this belief that I'm holding? Mm-hmm. Am I, because I didn't do the thing, or because I'm quote unquote right, wrong in this moment, am I feeling shame for it? Am I feeling guilt for it? Is it creating unhealthy and like an energy around it within me? Like, is it causing me to spiral because I'm holding on so deeply that this needs to be the right way? Like, that energy right there, like, you can feel it in your bones. And it's like, and I think when we become more unattached, or again, when I say lack of information, like, maybe you don't fully understand the beliefs that you've taken on because other people have told you the beliefs. And so maybe you are actually getting to this place of like, shit, there's still more for me to learn around this belief that I've taken on. Because I have definitely, like, I'm thinking so much about the person, like, I just did not have enough information. Yeah. I also did not have what we've talked about, like, the four levels of consciousness, which level one of consciousness is, like, things happen to me. So, like, there's this more of this, like, victim mindset. Things happen by me. So, like, you take this responsibility about how you act in this world, you create in this world. Level three is, like, things happen for me. So now you're in this, like, great place of, like, wow, anything that happens in my life happens for me. And then level four is, like, everything happens through me. And when you are receiving other people's beliefs or values that no longer align with your authentic self, and if it's kind of, like, throwing you over and causing some tension or chaotic, what does it look like for you to see that it's happening for you, so you can get to a place of it working through you? And through you, it's like, oh, I get to, like, be with this. It processes it through me. I fully digest this experience, and then I get to integrate what's meant for me.
Yeah, I mean, bringing it back around, because I did that, for whatever reason, him saying it clicked for me. And I processed that anger with Austin. And then and Austin's like, what if you just started telling yourself that? Like, what if you just tried? I lost probably 30 of those pounds in like a few months because I didn't actually purposefully change anything. Things changed because my belief system changed, but I stopped pushing so hard. And I every day I just started saying losing weight is easy. And it was, like, it came off so fast. I spent years trying to get that weight off, and it came off so fast. And it was because I let go of that belief I didn't even realize I was carrying. And I think that that is the through line, is like, you don't know what you're holding on to sometimes until you hear something different from someone else. And then you're like, oh, let me question that.
Yeah. So you were saying it's also the invitation.
Yeah.
Like, you're saying someone else's differences, or the way that they think about something, the way that they share something, it could be the through line to getting to where you want to be.
Yeah. And something that you talked about that I think about too, when you talk about not having enough information or making assumptions, I also think about texting. Sometimes I'm less sensitive, but I am sensitive, but I'm less sensitive than Austin. And sometimes he'll bring me a text message and he'll be like, look at this text message. And I'll read it so differently. And he's like putting all this inflection, or like, we all do that, right? Like, you read it a certain way. And I'll just be like, I don't think that's how this is intended. I think you're being extra sensitive, but I feel you. I hear you. But maybe that's why I love voice notes so much more now, even though I was opposed at first. I think you get more of the feeling behind it. But that's another way of making an assumption of how someone's saying something or implying something, instead of getting all the information, instead of, like, what you would do, which is like, how did you mean that? What's the intention behind that? I feel like you're really good at that, but not everyone is that way, right? We just come from our own perspective. We assume what they were implying through the message.
Literally.
All the time.
Yeah, and we just do that at face value, you know? And I think when we talk about like the levels of consciousness, like, or like, how example, I'm going to bring this up because I've been reading so much about how to read the Bible. Mm-hmm. And there are things on how to read the Bible. Like if you read it the surface level way,
yeah,
it could be very like, it's very easy, like a rule book, you know exactly literal what to do. But I've heard that there's four different ways to read the Bible. And ultimately there's like so much depth behind those things. Mm-hmm. And we do this when every time we read a book, right? Like someone will read us a quote, for example, and you're like, okay, this is what quote means. And then you'll read the quote and be like, that's what that means to you.
Yeah.
And so I'm saying this for like layers of experiences. When you hear someone speaking or there's a belief or a value or someone that's different than you, the more that you can say like, oh, there's more beyond the surface that I do not see.
Mm-hmm.
And what if that's just okay?
Mm-hmm.
And I also wanted to say like, maybe you don't have enough information. I think the win is like, you don't need a lot of information always.
Yeah.
And then you get to this place of like, doesn't matter if they have a different belief. I love you. This is great.
Yeah.
If I want to have a conversation about it because I'm divinely curious, mm-hmm. that's a different thing. But if you're around other people that have these beliefs and you're just like, okay, great.
Yeah.
Because then the more, again, bring this all back together, like the key thing is for you to be in your most authentic expression is letting other people be in their most authentic expression as well.
Yeah.
And not letting it touch you. Like my mom uses the word, don't let it touch you. Like if it touches you, there's something there for you to work on. If it doesn't touch you, you're great.
Yeah.
It's great. And then I just have this like vision, like you walking into the room and being surrounded by all these diverse people and you're happy, you're open, you're giving people hugs. You don't care about where they came from, what beliefs they have, or as long as they're a good person, they treat you with respect, they ultimately have the same amount of love as you do.
And I love that you say that because to kind of like add to that, I think we do attract what we are. So if you're attracting something that's triggering something in you, it is an invitation. Like, especially if it's a very, like some of my most, the friendships I'm most grateful for are the ones that challenged me because it made me like see life so differently, or even friends that have evolved into different ways of being or thinking. Like, I'm like, oh, thank you for that. Thank you for shifting it up on me and giving me a new perspective to ask myself about or to challenge me. Cause I think it is easy to surround yourself with what's comfortable. And when you get put in situations where you're not as comfortable, it is always an invitation to kind of reflect on what that's bringing up for you, what that's providing.
Absolutely. I think to like summarize this conversation for everyone that's listening is just like, one, like as you're finding who you want to be in this world and how you want to show up and what your authentic expression is, what lane you want to choose, what path you feel called to, do it. Like,
yeah,
go for it. Go for it full force. The more that you are okay with that within yourself and the more that you love yourself for that and the more that you accept others on their own, it's so much easier for you to welcome and embrace your fullest expression in this world. And ultimately, that's, I think, I would use your words, the through line to living this life, right? God gave us this one life and, you know, you're nothing when you get started, you said earlier.
Yeah.
You're nothing when you end. It's just creating this soulful experience in between. And it's like, how do we want to show up in that? And my selfish thought or belief is like, I don't want to show up angry at other people for their path or judgment. Like, I just want to be like, I love you. Tell me more about it. Be willing to explain.
Yeah.
Or if not, that's okay too. And I just look at my entire family. I have family all over the world. I have clients that have extremely different cultures and different backgrounds and different beliefs and different religions. And I love them so much.
Mm-hmm.
And none of them are making me into them.
No.
And I'm not trying to make them into me. So that's ultimately what we wanted to share about today.
Yeah. Thank you so much for listening.
We'll see you on the next one. See ya.
Thank you so much for tuning in. We really appreciate you being here. If you enjoyed this episode, we'd be grateful if you could leave us a review and share it with a friend.
Also, we would love to hear from you. Reach out to us on Instagram and let us know where you feel inspired to express yourself as you embrace this next era. We are here to support you and encourage you.
Before we go, we want to remind you that you are powerful and deserving of fully expressing who you are. Embracing your journey toward authenticity is a vital part of that process, and we're grateful to be alongside you. If you're looking to dive deeper and connect with others who celebrate their true selves, we invite you to join our community. It's a virtual space for connection and accountability where you can share experiences and grow together. You can find the link in our bio. We can't wait to welcome you.
See you on the next one.